Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A couple of great tennis players are coming into town, including one of the greatest of all time in Rafael Nadal. And we are pleased to have in studio with John and Hugh this morning, who is the organizer of Premier Live Atlanta. Trevor, welcome to 90% of the Game.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Tell us, first off, Trevor, a little bit about the event. Kind of lay it out here. When is it? Explain how the event works for the fans that are listening.
Yeah, sure. The event is in 5 days' time, I think, on Monday night at the Infinite Energy Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Doors will open at 6 o'clock. We're also excited. We've got Yacht Rock Review going to be playing at 6:45.
Big fan of Yacht Rock.
Big yeah, fan. Nick Nesposarian has been in here.
But say it again, John.
Nick. Nick Nesposarian.
Yeah. This is the way you kind of trailed off a little bit.
But they're going to play at 6:45, and then Rafael Nadal and Grigor Dimitrov will play at 8 o'clock that night.
So how did the Premier League Live Atlanta come about?
Well, so Rafa and myself developed a relationship about 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We do another event in the British Virgin Islands, actually, with Richard Branson on a private island, and we had Rafa come to that event, developed a relationship, and then over the years had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him. And last year I was actually in the Bahamas with him last August, and I just said, hey, are you familiar that, do you know that Atlanta's the number one tennis market in the world? And so we got to get you there. I actually didn't expect him to say yes, and then yeah, he said, let's make it happen.
Oh, so you were just fishing at that point.
I was just fishing.
Yeah, so let me get the name right. Premier Live Atlanta Challenge, the Premier Live Atlanta Challenge. So I wanted to make sure I got the name right.
Yeah, so this is going to be a great match and a great chance because we don't get to see, even though it is great, we have an event here in town, and BB&T does an event, but it doesn't get Joker, it doesn't get Nadal. So we don't get a chance in town really to see, these guys live.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Rafa, in my opinion, maybe he may go down as the greatest tennis player of all time. We'll see. Obviously, there's a debate there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of the greatest athletes, in my opinion, of all time. I mean, it's incredible to see what this guy can do. I've got video of this guy doing over 300 little kicks, like a soccer kick with a tennis ball on his feet. I mean, in a row. He's just amazing at everything he does.
Of course, Rafael Nadal, as you said, one of the greatest tennis players, if not the greatest of all time,
yeah.
Right there in a period where he's up against two other guys who could also lay claim to that, Trevor Short. I mean, right?
For sure. Yeah, no, I mean, I think Joker and Roger would have an argument there for sure. But we'll see. I think Rafa's got a great chance to tie the all-time record coming up in about 2 months at Roland Garros. It's going to be a tight race. We'll see.
Talking a little tennis here. So this is not just a one-night event, though. This is a two-night event. Is that correct?
That's correct. So on this Sunday night mm-hmm. at UMI, we will have a charity dinner for about 85 people or so. And all the proceeds will go to support the Rafael Nadal Foundation and then a foundation that I helped start about 10 years ago called the National Tennis Foundation. Rafa's foundation supports primarily kids internationally, but our foundation actually has a chapter right here in Atlanta. We support about 40 kids or so at South Fulton, as well as in Las Vegas and other parts of the country. So we hope to raise a lot of money that night, and it'll be great.
So how did you form the relationship with all the different tennis pros that you know?
Well, tennis is my background. So grew up playing tennis my whole life, played college tennis at Middle Tennessee State University. That's where my father was actually the coach. And then after that, like I said, I started my own events business. And through that, just, being around all the players, going to all the all the major tournaments, getting to know these guys. And then when we started this event with Richard Branson on Necker Island, it's extremely unique. You get to spend 6 days with these guys on an island. So you get
to
know them really well. So over the last, 9-10 years with several of the guys, I've just, developed some unique relationships with. It's been cool.
And if you want to get tickets to this event, Premier Live Atlanta, it is online. And tickets are available?
PremierLive.com. Yes, there are some tickets available. But, hurry up. A lot of the best seats are moving quick.
So who do you think is going to win, and why do you think they're going to win?
Well, this is a tough one. Hopefully neither one of the guys are listening because they're both friends. But, it's hard to go against Rafa. Yeah, the guy, he's got one speed, and it's full speed.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's one of the greatest of all time. So I would have to probably put my money on Rafa.
You know, it's interesting, Trevor, you bring this up because I have long been an advocate. My late ex-wife was a professional tennis player, and I played in high school and toyed with Alta. If you see around town in Atlanta, your little tennis ball things, decals in the back of cars that say Alta Atlanta Lawn Tennis Association, which is huge here in town. Nadal, to me, is the greatest clay court player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But he may not be the best grass player of all time. And you can argue that maybe Joker is the best hard court. So with three different surfaces like that, do you not think that maybe we ought to be ranking players based on the surface and then have an overall ranking rather than just have one kind of overall ranking because the games are so dramatically different?
That's an interesting idea. And I've actually never had no one's ever asked me that question. I don't know. It would be really, for sure, it's a clear, like you said, it's for sure clear Rafa's number one on clay, Roger's number one on grass, Joker's number one on hard. But, that's what makes tennis, the fact that you have to compete across these different surfaces, it's unique. I think I like just having the one ranking.
All right, John likes to think outside the box, though.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's unique.
Yeah, John likes to think outside
the box. Yeah, they had one time they played a match between Roger and Rafael.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where one side of the court was clay and the other side of the court was grass, which I thought, that's really inventive, but wait a second. It's going to bounce high, then it's going to skip? Okay, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That was not easy.
Yeah, that was not easy. Talk a little bit about larger at tennis here. Trevor, you play tennis in college. One of the things we've been aching for in this country is the next great American player. We had it's been a while now.
Sure.
We went through that incredible period, of course, from Connors and McEnroe through Courier and Agassi and Sampras. And now we've kind of hit this little lull in American
guys tennis.
Yeah, men's tennis.
Yeah, men's tennis.
Women, we've been great. But, sure. Men's, we've been a little lull here.
Yeah. I would say over the last several years, there's definitely been a handful of guys that are, more so than we did probably the previous maybe 10 years that are in the top 100. You've got Taylor Fritz, you've got Riley Opelka, you've got Francis Tiafoe. So there's talent. I think what's hard is that these guys they're not going to, I hate to say it, but I don't see them being a top five or a number one. So you're seeing guys that are talented and being top 100 in the world, but they're just not breaking through to that very top level. I'm not sure what we can contribute that to. Other than maybe some of these other countries are hungrier, you've heard Novak talk about that before, coming out of Serbia and not really having much. And this was everything, right? This is his way out. This is in the U.S., we're maybe spoiled in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got these insane facilities, I love what the USGA did and built a 110-court facility down in Orlando, but I don't know if that's really the answer, right? They're giving them more technology and more coaches and the best of everything, but that's maybe not what breeds a top champion. So it's hard.
Talking a little bit of tennis ahead of Premier Live Atlanta, the challenge is coming up on Monday night at Infinite Energy Center in Duluth. Trevor Short is the man behind it. He's organizing it. A new chance to see in Atlanta Rafael Nadal play tennis against Grigor Dimitrov in an exhibition match. But still, nonetheless, this isn't just lollipop it up and goof around. These guys will go after each other.
They're going to go after it for sure. Like I said, Rafa's got one speed. I don't think he really knows how to pull back the throttle. So it's going to be very high intensity. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some unique contests. I can't really say what they're going to be, but if you come, there will definitely be some people that have a once-in-a-lifetime type chance to do something. So I'll just drop that little teaser.
Yeah, it don't sound like you're talking about just throwing out some T-shirts. This sounds like some real, like, some potential picture-taking opportunities.
Maybe even more.
Maybe even more. There you go. Right, exactly. We have a little bit of breaking news, actually, from the world of tennis that's happened in the last 10 minutes or so. We understand ESPN reporting now that Maria Sharapova has decided up and retire. That's going to be a blow to women's tennis. She has been incredibly not only successful but popular, and so a big loss to women's tennis, especially, you know, considering her her run, which has been spectacular.
Yeah, I just heard that. I mean, it's sad for tennis. She's done so much. I think she won Wimbledon at 17 years old or something. She's been more than just a tennis player, right? I mean, she's a global star, and she brought so much positive attention to the game that it'll be a real loss to see her go. But I know she's doing extremely well in her business endeavors and will be extremely successful moving forward.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look like that, I mean, she has a brand, right?
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, that usually helps move things along right away.
Yeah, first time I met her, she was 16. I was at La Costa in San Diego, and she came in for an interview, sat down. I got to remember she's 16. I mean, it was like, okay, you could play too.
And she's already 6'2". Yeah,
right,
16,
exactly.
Right?
And she could play. I mean, everybody will remember this, you know, the screaming the way she did, but boy, she could play. I mean, she was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just a, you know, a pretty face kind of thing. She could flat play.
For sure.
And so Maria Sharapova, what, Hugh?
That didn't sound creepy at all, John.
Hey, all right, I was a fan, okay?
No, I'm just saying.
I was a younger man.
I'm just saying.
Back
16?
In the day.
I mean, come you on. You my man, though.
just tried to say it.
Let's move along, shall we?
No, my best moment, actually, with Maria was actually when I watched she was defeated by a local girl in Atlanta. I was at the match in 2009. If you remember Melanie Udan, that was an incredible run. Mm-hmm. Melanie Udan was only 17 herself and beat Maria at the U.S. Open. That was probably her greatest victory. That was probably my you know, best memory. Unfortunately, she was on the losing end, but best memory I remember having with
her. All right, let's talk about one more time the event with Trevor Short here. The event is the Premier Live Atlanta Challenge. It will be on Monday night. There's a dinner on Sunday, and you can get involved with tickets or going to the dinner Sunday or both and go see Yacht Rock Review, our guys from Yacht Rock Review, and the match on Monday. And you could go to?
PremierLive.com.
It's that simple. PremierLive.com, 4 tickets. But you say the really good seats are going fast, so you want to jump on them? Gotcha. Hey, I do appreciate it, Trevor. Thanks for coming in.
You're the man,
Thanks
Trevor.
For having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.